So the way Pahoehoe tends to advance is through these fits and starts. You'll get a flow that begins to inflate. There aren't going to be many breakouts, but it'll actually thicken over time as lava comes into the flow but is not released through small lobes. And then a piece of the flow front or margin will break open, and there'll be a surge of lava that comes out of that, a bit like a pressure being released. The flow will deflate slightly as it feeds one of these outbreaks. The outbreak will cool, and the flow will start to thicken again. And you'll also see some interactions with small-scale topography. For example, if it reaches a flat area, the flow will tend to expand and fill that flat area in before it advances downslope again. So the sort of fits and starts we see with the Pahoehoe flow over the last day or two are exactly the sort of thing that we often see in other places on Kilauea where Pahoehoe flows have flowed through.